Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 26th edition. Got a 15 game slate on tap for us. We got some weather to worry about, so it might knock it down a few games. But all in all, pretty good one to break down today. I hope everybody had a good Thursday. Those Mariners, huh? How about the Mariners and a little Marco Gonzalez, Caleb Smith action if you didn't want to pay up. It was a great day for Quick Hits. It was a great day for the Quant Edge batter breakdown. It was a great day for the Quant Edge member Discord. It was a great day for the Fantasy Degens Slack chat as Mitch was crushing the showdowns. Diary Work, Tucker got their game on as well. So lots of good stuff in there. Plus, I mentioned yesterday, MS Squared had your soccer breakdown for you, and they crushed it. So lots of good stuff going on in the Fantasy Sports Degens, Fantasy Degens Slack chat, which is free to join at your leisure. If you're someone who likes to pay for your information and your tools, that's the more important thing for me. Go to thequantedge.com. They have a great, great lineup optimizer, injury tool, weather tool, so much more coming on. The Vegas tool is amazing. It's like a goddamn fireworks show as lines are changing, colors change on the board. And I'm really looking forward to the advanced stats model that's coming out very, very soon. So keep an eye out for all of that at thequantedge.com. And if you'd like to get the season pass for MLB for $124.99, or if you'd like to try all sports for the first month for $19.99 with NBA playoffs live and kicking, or you can get a 5-day trial for $5.99. Use promo code Bubba to get what you're looking for there. Last thing here, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really, really appreciate it. It helped the podcast move up and get bigger and better. All right, we got 15 games on tap as slated. You have weather concerns, but first, let's look at the totals. Marlins, Phillies, 8.5. Padres, Nationals, 7. A's, Blue Jays, 8.5. Brewers, Mets, 7.5. Rays, Red Sox, 8.5. Rockies, Braves, 8.5. Orioles, Twins, 9.5 is your highest total on the slate. Indians, Astros, 8. You got Tigers, White Sox, 8.5. Reds, Cardinals, 8.5. Angels, Royals, 8.5. Cubs, D-backs, 8.5. Pirates, Dodgers, 7.5. Rangers, Mariners, 8.5. And then Yankees, Giants, 6.5. Two lefties dueling it out by the bay. But you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 of the 15 games are at 8.5. And we have the 1, 9.5. So 10 or more. 8.5 or more is where you're kind of looking at on this slate. When you're looking at the weather, though, it's going to be this way for most of the weekend. There's a storm going through the north. It kind of went through the central part of the north, and now it's up in the northeast. Miami, Philadelphia, winds blowing out to right about 12 miles an hour, but a lot of rain that tapers off later in the night. So if they go late start, great. But with the whole series and familiarity, wouldn't be shocked if this one gets postponed. You never know. San Diego at Washington, wind blowing in from left about 14 miles an hour. Same theory as Philadelphia. The rain comes and starts to taper off later in the evening. San Diego doesn't come here often, but they could try a doubleheader over the weekend, so keep an eye on that one. Tampa Bay, Boston, that's just a wet mess. That just gets wet, 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 and they play each other a ton this year, so I don't see the need to go that way. Milwaukee and the Mets, wind blowing out the left field about 15 miles an hour, with rain pretty heavy in that one as well. Then that's it for the rain. So four games with major rain chances at this moment. And then you got Colorado at Atlanta, wind blowing out to the left at 12 miles an hour. Detroit at the White Sox, blowing out to right at about 14 miles an hour. So the Northeast is nasty. The rest of baseball should play just fine on this 15-game slate. Let's get to your pitching on this slate. Got a couple doozies. You got Mad Max Scherzer hitting the mound at 10-4 against the San Diego Padres. Max threw a bullpen on Tuesday, a side session on Wednesday. Everybody said he's good to go. He tweaked a muscle on Sunday in his rib cage, but everybody says he's good to go. If he's good to go for me, then I'm good to go with him. Let's hope that they're not fooling us here, but I doubt they'd risk it with Mad Max. Max has 7 or more Ks in every start this year. He's got legit 30-point upside, and he's scuffled from time to time this year. He will give up long balls, we know that. But he's facing a Padres team that strikes out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 35% K rate, 16% swinging strike rate. Again, gives up some home runs from time to time. But overall, it's Mad Max. It's only 10-4 for Mad Max, which is outstanding. Chicago has the lowest team total at 2.8. Lefties 261. Righties 246. They have a 286 WOBA versus right-handed pitching. Biggest thing, though, is watch the weather in that one. Is I think they'll try to get that one in, but keep your eye on that. DeGrom is 10,000. I'm not going to touch him right now because I don't know what the heck's going on with the barky elbow. Need an MRI. Don't need an MRI. He's off the DL. I have no idea what he's doing. And the weather's nasty there, so I'll be off him. If he pitches great, so be it. But I honestly wouldn't mind some Milwaukee bats to be contrarian in that one. But when you get down to James Paxton, $9,600 at the San Francisco Giants. Paxton's been outstanding his last two starts. 6 shutout innings with 12 Ks against the Royals. 8 shutout, 2-hit shutout innings with 12 Ks against the Red Sox. 35 and 43.6 DraftKings points total. He's had 20 or more in 3 of his 4 starts. He's looked pure filth, and he gets to go to AT&T Park. Yes, it is always AT&T in my heart. You can call it Oracle all you want, but it is AT&T Park. Facing a Giants team that strikes out almost 23% of the time versus lefties. Paxton, 33% K rate, decent 40% ground ball rate. And the Giants are horrible versus lefties, a 3.15 team total. Lefties 273, righties 291 versus Paxton. When you look at the Giants, 270 WOBA, 128 ISO. Weather is totally fine out here in California. So get me all the James Paxton you can get. I think he's a phenomenal play. I got Max 1 just out of pure respect, but in reality, it's Paxton 1. It's Max 2. That's where I'm going 9K and above. That's the mix for me. Paxton is in a lock and load spot if you're paying up tonight. If he blows it here, then it's just one of those Giants Friday, Orange Friday miracles that happen from time to time. Now, when you drop down a little farther, you get to Charlie Morton, $8,500. Going to be a wet one there in Boston, so keep aware of that. But he is GPP relevant against the Red Sox. Don't hate that at all. Colin McHugh, $8,300 at home against Cleveland, looking for a bounce back as he got shellacked at the Texas Rangers. Tough ballpark to pitch in. Sneaky good team from time to time. He went 3 1/3, gave up 9 earned runs for minus 14.5. Prior to that, though, 20 or more points in 3 straight at Oakland, home against the Yanks. Actually, 4 straight at home against Oakland and at Tampa Bay. He's been outstanding this year outside of one bad start against Texas. I'll take the bounce back there. I'll take a lower-owned Colin McHugh in that matchup against Cleveland, a team that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. We saw what Garrett Cole did last night. He got 2 solo shots, still struck out 8. McHugh's got a 31% K rate. Does give up a lot of fly balls, so you might get some Cleveland homers in that one. But I do like me some McHugh. Lefty's 306, righty's 242 versus McHugh. And Cleveland a 278 WOBA and a 122 ISO. There's some bad baseball teams looking at this chart today. So Cleveland is one of them. And you get McHugh at $8,300. Big fan of that. The next best pitcher on this slate outside of James Paxton when you come on down is Hyungjin Ryu at $8,200 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ryu, we know he went to the DL, but he bounced back 5 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned on 2 solo shots against the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee. Struck out 9. That's an outstanding start. It's a very, very good offense. Now he gets a Pittsburgh Pirates team that strikes out almost 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Ryu, 28% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. And you got a Pirates team with a team total of 3.2. It's fourth lowest on the slate. It goes Scherzer, DeGrom, Paxton, Ryu. Lefties 308, righties 268 versus Ryu. And the Pirates are one of the worst teams in baseball versus left-handed pitching. They're worse than the Giants. I mentioned the Giants versus Paxton, 270 WOBA, 128 ISO. The Pirates, 255 WOBA, 0.099 ISO. They are very, very bad versus left-handed pitching. So Hyungjin Ryu, it's always a question mark of how deep is he going to go. That is the question. But if you look at his game logs, he's going about 90 pitches in each start. That's just kind of what he's doing, especially when 92 his last time out. So you give me a 90 or more against a Pittsburgh Pirates team at $8,200 where you got legit 20 to 25 plus point upside. Hyungjin Ryu is a phenomenal play at $8,200 tonight. Big boy play. If I have to make just one lineup, it's Paxton Ryu. That's where I'm going right now. We'll see how the lineups dictate. We'll see how the value of the bats dictate it. But that's where I'm going if I'm making one lineup tonight. Below Ryu, though, if you want to save some cash, save some cash from Paxton. You go Rodon and Ryu. Don't mind this at all. Rodon has looked phenomenal this year. We've been waiting for this guy for a long, long time. 17 or more points in 4 of 5. 20 and a half or more in 3 of 5. 6 innings, 1 earned on a solo shot to Detroit. six Ks. He has five or more Ks in every start this season. He's been very good at 2.89 ERA to go along with all the greatness that is Carlos Rodon this season. And with Rodon, it's always been a control thing, and he's controlled it this year. His walk rate still is it's high. It's around 10%, but 20% K rate, 42% ground ball rate, and it's a Detroit Tigers team that strikes out almost 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching, something to definitely target in this one. They have a team total of four, lefties 352, righties 296, so some reverse splits there versus Carlos Rodon. But like some of these other teams we mentioned versus lefties, they suck. 279 WOBA, 113 ISO. They really struggle versus left-handed pitching. So Carlos Rodon at $8,100, if you don't want to pay up and you want to get a lot of bats, a Ryu-Rodon combo is very, very sexy as well. And then the last guy in this 8K range is Max Fried. This kid has been outstanding. He's had a couple bumps in the road, which you'd expect from a young pitcher. But he's coming off a 6 1/3, 7 hits, 2 earned. Back-to-back 7 hits, 2 earned, 6 or more innings. He's got 5 or more Ks in 2 of his 4 starts. He has 20 or more DraftKings points in 3 of his 4. He faced Colorado in Colorado a few starts back, went 6 innings, gave up 1 run, none earned, 4 Ks. This kid's been very, very good and very, very efficient since getting his regular role in this starting rotation. He was on Sunday Night Baseball against the Indians his last time out and absolutely dealt. He's facing a Colorado team, which I said he already beat up once. They struck out 24% of the time versus lefties. He's got a 53% ground ball rate. Got to limit the walks to go with that 25% strikeout rate. But it's a Colorado team that struggles tremendously outside of Coors Field. They have a 375 team total tonight. Lefties 289, righties 309 versus Fried. And they only have a 276 WOBA. That is very bad versus left-handed pitching. 151 ISO is about average, a little close to average, below average, but they are not good versus lefties. So Fried at 8K could be a nice GPP play to pivot off of maybe a chalky Ryu or Rodon. All right, looking at this 8K range, re-ranking them for you at Ryu 1, Rodon 2, McHugh 3, Fried 4, and Morton 5. That's where I'm going in that range. All right, dropping below the 7K range, got a couple guys for you here. Martin Perez, $6,800 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Big fan of him pitching at home against the O's here. He's faced him his last time out in Baltimore, 6 innings, 4 earned, 2 Ks for just below 10 DraftKings points. He had 16 points in Toronto, and he's filthy in Cleveland. It's a big hit and miss thing. He's only made 2 starts so far, the Toronto and the Baltimore game. So basically 10 or more points in his 2 starts. He gave up the long ball in Baltimore. It's kind of what you'd expect, but his home start against Toronto, 6 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks. He could definitely take advantage of this Orioles team. A lot of swing and miss in this Orioles lineup. When you look at Perez, the Orioles 20% K rate versus lefties. There seems like there's more swing and miss than that. Perez has a 50% ground ball rate. Not a huge strikeout guy, but the velocity is up. The swing and miss is going to keep increasing with the new pitch mix he's throwing out there. And Baltimore's got a team total below 4. That's something to definitely keep in mind there. Lefties 303, righties 373. So there's always that concern there, but Baltimore is definitely one you can attack. They had 298 WOBA, 147 ISO versus lefties. So Perez at $6,800 is a punt I don't mind at all on this slate. Danny Duffy, $6,500, returning from the IL versus the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's at home. He pitched really well, 5 1/3, scoreless. Struck out 7 in his last rehab start in Double A. Reports were his velocity looks great. Everything points to Danny Duffy being ready to rock and roll. We know how iffy Danny Duffy can be. I recorded Bench with Bubba episode 165 last night with Ben Palmer from Pitcher List, and he broke down Danny Duffy's sliders last year, and they were horrific. That was his big fall off, basically. But right now, if he's controlling that, we're good. The Angels don't strike out a ton. That's the downside, 16% of the time versus lefties. Duffy gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. But at $6,500, there is a little bit of upside in this matchup against an Angels team with a 276 WOBA and a 138 ISO. It's risky. It's very, very risky because you don't know what Danny Duffy you're going to get there. But the Angels struggled tremendously versus left-handed pitching. So you can take a punch with Danny Duffy if you so choose. The last guy I'll mention, and we'll talk much more about this in the member Discord at TQE or over on the Fantasy Degens Slack chat, is Justice Sheffield. He's getting called up. They talked about it when they signed Yusei Kikuchi, that there would be an occasional just, you know, opener situation with Kikuchi. That's happening today. Kikuchi, don't pay the 7K or whatever for him. He's just playing the opener, going to get an inning or two. Then they're turning it over to Justice Sheffield, who has a 3.93 ERA and a 1.5 whip. He's walking everybody. 11 strikeouts to 14 walks across 18 innings in the minors. That's always been Sheffield's issue, is the walk rate. He walks too many guys. But for 4K, if you want to take a gamble, I don't hate it. I don't think you need to, but I don't hate it if that's where you choose to go on this 15-gamer. All right, recapping your pitching. Up top, Paxton, Mad Max. In the middle, you got Ryu, Rodon, McHugh, Fried, Morton, in that order. Down below, it's Martin Perez, Danny Duffy, and Justice Sheffield. Now to the bats on this massive 15-gamer. I'll try not to just drill on and on and on, but it's a lot of teams to go through here. You look at the likes of Wilson Contreras swinging a hot bat at 47 versus Robbie Ray. You got Mitch Garver versus Alex Cobb, who is a disaster. The Twins are a very, very good play on this slate. They have the highest team total, actually, on this slate at almost 5.6. Lefties, 326. Righties, 369 off Alex Cobb. So those Minnesota Twinkies. Mitch Garver, 46. You got Williams Astudillo at 42. Very good looks there. Astudillo can play third base as well. As you slide on down, like an Omar Narváez at 4,500 versus Shelby Miller is oh so tasty. We love some Omar. Only 4 points last night. I didn't like him last night. That wasn't my bag. And it's tough to pay 4,500 for Narváez, but a really good spot here for Shelby Miller. Don't hate it at all. But as you go down, you look at the likes of maybe a Wilson Ramos against Chase Anderson. If you want to be a little contrarian there, just make sure the game plays as the rain's a mess there. But the Mets, 4.5 team total, and Chase Anderson's got reverse splits out the yin-yang. Lefties 291, righties 360. So Wilson Ramos usually batting about fifth in that Mets lineup at 39 could be a nice play for you. Brian McCann swinging a decent stick at $3,800 versus Antonio Sensatella. The Braves have a 4.75 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 313, righties 324 versus Sensatella. So McCann at 38, worth the look as well. But when you get to the White Sox, James McCann, $3,700. You'll have some beef Wellington on the menu as well at 34. Against Daniel Norris, a lefty. We know how much McCann loves his lefty, so does Beef. But McCann's really swinging a good bat. The White Sox 4-5 team total. Lefties 376, righties 351. James McCann at 37 and Beef Wellington at 34. Some of the better catcher plays I'll be looking at on the slate. If you want to fade Martin Perez, Pedro Severino at 37 is okay as well, but I'd rather have James McCann at that same price point. As you go down the list, though, like Jorge Alfaro, I don't hate him at 35. Had a couple knocks last night. Got you out 6 points. He's a decent punt. You can look at the likes of Kevin Smith or Lucroy versus Danny Duffy coming from the right side of the plate there. Don't hate that either. And then other than that, I'd say check your lineups before I go through every catcher. But like Buster Posey, GPP only maybe. If Michael Perez gets to start for Tampa Bay against Boston and Walden making the start at 33, don't hate that as a punt. I mentioned Lucroy at 33, Kevin Smith at 34. So lots of ways to go at the catcher's position. That's one of those kind of fill it in late positions tonight. Get your pitchers, get your big boy bats, see what you got for catching after that, and mix and match from there. First base, you got Belly Bonds back home against Chris Archer. Like that quite a bit. Archer's been pitching well this year, but when you mainly have two pitches for the most part, and if you can't locate them well, you're going to get beat to crap in L.A. Dodgers have a 4-3 total. Lefties 320, righties 318. Belly Bombs at the 57. It's expensive, but very, very nice. Yeah, Goldie versus DeScafani at 51 is very intriguing. I mentioned Chase Anderson's reverse splits. Pete Alonso at 5K fits the mold very nicely. You got Dan Vogelbach coming off a 13-pointer last night. He's been kind of quiet of late. Shelby Miller might help with that. $4,900 for Vogelbach. I haven't talked about him on the show of late. Don't mind him at all. When it comes to this one, yeah, Trey Boo Boo at 48 versus Martin Perez. You mentioned righties versus Perez. He's definitely in play for you as well. Brandon Lau is now first base eligible as well as second base for the Rays. He's $4,700. The Tampa Bay team total is 3.9, but we're still trying to get all the info on who's exactly starting. It looks like it's Walden, though, at the moment, which you can attack with lefties for sure and probably some righties because he's not that good. As you go down far, though, you get like a Freddie Freeman at 47 or a Justin Smoke at 47 or even a Renato Nunez at 47. So if you want to save some money from up top, those three guys are all in play. I'd rank it Freeman, Smoke, then Nunez, but all really good plays there. Nunez could be a super low-owned GPP play, but 15-game slate, not usually as worried about ownership as it spreads out pretty well. Going down farther, like a Jose Abreu versus Daniel Norris, not bad at his $4,500 price tag. G-Man Choi, he's gone from the team at the moment. At least he's supposed to be. But Mitch Moreland, not really at 41. Rowdy Tellez at 41. I do like that against Mike Fiers. You know, Tellez has been kind of quiet of late. You know, 2 points. But then he had that 27-point outburst against the Giants. a 9, and then a 28 against Oakland. So he's starting to flex that muscle again. Great spot here versus Mike Fierstein at $4,100 and Vladito's homecoming game. So don't mind some rowdy at 41 if you so choose to go there. Ryan Healy had a big night for us last night. He was my GPP first baseman in the batter breakdown, 25 DraftKings points. He's got 25-0-0-12. That is Ryan Healy in a nutshell. We usually target him versus lefties, but Shelby Miller's not your average righty, and that Rangers bullpen is taxed to the gills. So if you want to be contrarian and save some cash, you go Ryan Healy at 4K. Don't really hate that at all. A few others you can maybe take a look at here. If Ryan Zimmerman cracks the lineup versus Strom at 38, but like Joey Votto at 38 versus Mikolas is outstanding. I know Votto's back's been banged up, so make sure he's playing and make sure he's okay. He's been playing really, really rough start to the year here, but $3,800 against Mikolas, who's been bad GPP-wise, you can take a look at that. Other than that, you know, Miguel Cabrera versus Rodon at 36, maybe not running to go play that, but that's about where I'm at right now, depending on what lineups come out and things change. Second base, you got Whit Merrifield at 49 versus Tyler Skaggs. I like that quite a bit. Skaggs is 7,700. I skipped over him because I did my research last night. He wasn't on this list. He's on the list. He's returning from the IL. If you want to gamble, you can. There's other options I like tonight, but he is in play versus the Royals, that's for sure. But Whit Merrifield at 49, I like that quite a bit. If you're going up top, Brandon Lau at 47, mentioned him. Ketel Marte coming off a double donger at 46 versus Hendricks. But you slide on down some more. You got like Ozzie Albies at home at 45. I'd still kind of try to get up to Whit if I'm paying up in this range here. But you get to the lower fours and it gets a little more interesting. You got the likes of maybe Colton Wong at 42, depending on how your lineup build goes. You got Michael Chavis, cover boy Don yesterday. Second base, third base at 41. I do respect the heck out of Charlie Morton, though, so be careful there on that move. Like D. Gordon, 41 versus Miller, especially in a Seattle stack. Like that quite a bit. He had 15 points last night, 15, 0, 5, and 19 in his last four. When you look at the Mariners, third highest team total at 4.8 behind the Twins and the Phillies, and the Phillies might get rained out. Lefties 424, righties 429 versus Shelby Miller. So the Mariners are way back in play yet again tonight. I got Robbie Cano, got a price bump. He's reached the $4,000 range. Good spot there versus Chase Anderson. When you go below 4K, though, it gets a little bleaker. You got like maybe Jason Kipnis or Gleyber Torres, but good matchups there. I don't mind Eric Sogar leading off. Second base shortstop at 3,800 versus Mike Fiers. 3, 18, 13, 5, 14. So 13 or more in three of his last five. I recommended him a couple times. He's been getting it done for us. I like him versus Fiers at 38 if you want to save some cash at the position. Tommy La Stella, he went deep again yesterday. He's $3,700, 22 DraftKings points. He's GPP only because it's like 22, 0, 3, 0, 30, 0, 0, 13, 14, 0. It's all or nothing with La Stella, but $3,700. If he's in the lineup versus Duffy, don't hate it, don't love it, but he's cheap and GPP, very, very GPP relevant in that matchup. It's pretty crazy what he's put together there. A couple others like Logan Forsythe, first base, second base. You got Kikuchi start and then Sheffield. So it's lefty-lefty coming in there. And Forsythe does very well versus lefties. DJ LeMahieu at 36 versus Bumgarner. I'd probably prefer Forsythe over Bumgarner in that matchup. But that's kind of where we're looking so far in that one. Nothing else too crazy at the moment. Third base, hopefully Rendon comes back soon, but you got Yoan Moncada, Arenado, but Bregman against Kluber is very GPP interesting at 47. Yandy Diaz at 46, very, very nice there versus Walden. But Eduardo Escobar back home, $4,600, third base shortstop eligible. The dude's crushing at 6, 24, 13, 28, 0, 17. So 17 or more in four of his last six games, or 13 or more in four of his last six games. Going up against Kyle Hendricks, very good pitcher, finally had a good start his last time out. But you can get him with lefties. Arizona 4.3 team total. This year he's got reverse splits, but in the past lefties could get to Kyle Hendricks. So Escobar at 46, take a look at that. Josh Donaldson at Senzatella at 45. I've mentioned that, mentioned Bubba with Ben Palmer. We talked about Donaldson quite a bit and the just uptick in his production here of late. 5.79 with the 39.9. He's hitting the ball insanely hard right now. His X stats show even more production coming his way. Really like me some Donaldson at 4,500 in a good spot there. If Hunter Dozier returns for the Royals, first base, third base eligible at 45 is Tyler Skaggs. You can jump on board there. And then here he is. Can't wait to see the ownership tonight And right now there's a big, fat, red O next to it, which might deter so many people that don't pay attention to baseball, just play with their little computers. But the Vladito, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., making his MLB debut. Mike Fiers is the man that's going to give up his first hit, his first home run. So many great things. The Vladito, the Toronto Blue Jays, almost a 4-5 total. Lefty's 331, righty's 345. Off of Mike Fiers, Vladdy's $4,300, and I know I'm going to have a good amount of them because why the hell not? Like, this is a smash spot for him. It's a great way to debut. The hoopla might be a lot there, but this kid's dealt with hoopla his whole freaking life. I'll take the chalk pill. I'll eat the pill. I'm not going to go full Vlad. That's just suicide. But I will have at least one or two, or I'll have a couple. I only make, you know, 3 to 6 lineups. I'll have some, because how can you not have Vladito on his debut? Like, you just have to have it. Contrarily, at the same price point of $4,300, you have Jose Ramirez on their stolen base last night, 7-35 in his last two. He's heating up there versus McHugh. He'll go way overlooked there with Vladdy at 43, so don't sleep on Jose Ramirez. When you go down, you got Williams Astudillo in a great spot there. Howie Kendrick versus the lefty Strom at 42. Kendrick is just crushing baseballs right now. It's really, really crazy to look at his hard hit numbers and his Statcast data. Really, really crazy. You got Matt Carpenter, $4,100 versus Dee Sclafani. St. Louis, 4.16 total, fifth highest on the slate. Righty's 264, but lefty's 365 off Dee Sclafani. So Matt Carpenter, 41, very, very good look in that matchup. Sliding on down even farther, though, to the 4K range, you get GPP with Chris Bryant, or you go back to Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible versus Shelby Miller. Definitely on board on that one. You can try some Eugenio Suarez versus Mikolas. We prefer lefties versus Mikolas, but Eugenio in a stack you could look at. Gordon Beckham, third base shortstop eligible. He's averaging 7.7 points in his last 10. Not running to play that on a 15-game slate, but just keep him in mind. Same with Yoan Camargo against Sensatella at 38. So two kind of cheaper guys if you have to, not guys I'm loving. I'd almost rather go Brian Anderson at $3,800 versus Eichhoff in that matchup. A little more consistency there with Brian Anderson. But those other guys do have some GPP upside as you're building your lineups. Farther down you look, though, you got like Justin Turner's down to 3,700. If you have to go there, you can. He's just been so, so cold. Jung Ho Kang versus the lefty Ryu at 36. GPP only. Same with DJ LeMahieu at 36. I do like me some David Fletcher, usually leading off versus lefties. 21 points last night. His average is up to 301 now on the season. 21-3-10 in his last three. This guy's got some good pop. I just saw an article come out the other day, I believe, on Pitcher List. Again, keep plugging them with their product. It's amazing over there. And good guys. And there's an article on David Fletcher and can he get this power back and whatnot. So a lot to like there with him at 35, third base outfield eligible, usually leading off versus left-handed pitching. And then other than that, you can look like Martin Prado went deep last night. He's 3,400 versus Eichhoff. He's an option for you. But not much else. Travis Shaw is 3,300. He's heating up, but he does have some Jacob deGrom and some weather to look at on that one. Get a quick sip of water here. And we head over to the shortstop position, where we got Javi Baez, who just keeps getting it done. He's $5,500 versus Robbie Ray. I respect Robbie Ray a ton, but you got to like the Cubbies a little bit. A 4.2 team total. Lefty's 245. Righty's 327. Javi Baez will go super overlooked in this one, because for $400 cheaper, you got Jorge Polanco. Again, shameless plug for Bench with Bubba, episode 165. Went deep into him as well. As Ben Palmer wrote a great article on him about what's it going to take to love Jorge Polanco. Why can't you love Jorge Polanco? $5,100. This guy is crushing it. Averaging 11 in his last 10, 14-0, 33-9 in his last 4. This guy is hitting the ball so well. Gets Alex Cobb tonight at $5,100. Lots to love there with Polanco. Tim Anderson at 49 versus Norris. Very, very intriguing as well. Some Adalberto Mondesi at 49 is not bad, as he's starting to slowly get it going, it seems. You got Johnny Villar at 48, Eduardo Escobar at 46. Don't sleep on Frenchie Lindor at 45 versus McHugh. That's an interesting GPP type play as well. But I like me some Polanco or Baez if I'm going all the way to the top. I mean, even some Paul DeJong at 5K versus Dee Sclafani. The top end of shortstops is very, very nice. If you're not going all the way up top, you can look at an Anthony Simmons at 41 versus Duffy. Simmons is heating up. We said it would happen eventually. He was so cheap, but he's so good. 8-28 in his last two. And he loves hitting lefties. He'll be in the middle of that Angels order against Danny Duffy again. We mentioned with Duffy, lefty's 332, righty's 347 in recent years versus Duffy. So you can take a look at Andrelton at 4,100. When you drop down to the 4K and below, though, Tim Beckham, loved him yesterday. Loved him. 25 DraftKings points as he went deep. His numbers versus lefties, I wrote it up for the batter breakdown on top of the Quant Edge, is stupid. That was going into yesterday's game. I haven't even looked at him since they've updated. Like, his numbers versus lefties, I know it's a small sample here, are stupid. Just stupid numbers. So Tim Beckham at 4K, very, very much in play. And that's just the difference. You get a lot of build up here, a lot of great stuff to help build your lineups and answer questions between players. And that batter breakdown gives you a little more stats, a little more honed in on a couple guys. But it's not the end-all, be-all by any means. Eric Sogard, second base shortstop at 38. Mentioned him earlier at the second base position. And then maybe some Cole Tucker if he's towards the top of the order there versus the lefty Ryu at 36 if you need to punt the position. Willie Adames at 35 if you're looking to punt as well. Another cheap option. And then Carter Kieboom, supposed to make his debut for the Washington Nationals. He's 3,300 versus Eric Strom. Kieboom is a hitting machine, destroying AAA this year. He destroyed the minors for the most part, but destroying AAA this year. It was a matter of could his defense improve to get to the bigs. They were trying to make it work with Wilmer Defoe and company. It did not work. So Carter Kieboom's getting the bump. He's $3,300 if that game plays, which is questionable. He's in a really, really good spot there to help the Nats out and your fantasy lineups at a super cheap price. Outfield. This is going to be stupid loaded. You got Belly. You got Trout. Both great plays. Haniger, Eddie Rosario. I love Rosario at 53. That's a very, very good price tag in that matchup versus Cobb. It's a great play. Marcell Ozuna keeps crushing baseballs at 51. I love that. But yeah, Bryce Harper versus Jose Urania. Urania sucks against lefties, so keep an eye on him. When you drop a lot below 5K, you got like J.D. Martinez in a good matchup versus Morton, though. Michael Conforto at 49 is a good GPP play. But Jock Jams is back. It was three straight lefties in Chicago. He comes home to Chris Archer at $4,900 to look at some Jock Jams. You got Tommy Pham versus Walden at 48, a good look as well. Mentioned Mancini already. Domingo Santana, nice night last night. He's $4,800, another good spot there versus Miller. Sliding on down some farther, you can give Nelly Cruz a look. He's just kind of been consistently good, not great, but he's consistently good. So cash game, don't mind him. He's always got GPP upside, especially against a guy like Alex Cobb. And he'll go overlooked on this slate. Sliding down even farther, maybe Ketel Marte and his matchup. We talked about him earlier. Juan Soto versus Strom, I like a lot at 45. Soto's just fine versus lefties. Don't worry about that one too much. A lot of lefties on the slate, a lot. Byron Buxton could be a nice contrarian play at $4,300. He's averaging 7.4 points in his last 10, 8, 3, 7, and 14 in his last 4. Interesting look there. Love me some Victor Robles at 43 versus Matt Strom. That's an interesting one there. You know, 8 and 26 in his last 2. Kits hitting 286 already on the season. Good looks there for Victor Robles. Going on down like in a GPP, Chris Davis and Stephen Piscotty. Piscotty's been on fire. Chris Davis could always double dong. So both GPP relevant versus Marcus Stroman at 4,200. The Oakland Athletics team total is just above 4. Lefty's 331, righty's 304 versus Stroman. So keep them in mind. Nick Markakis only 42 versus Sensatella is a nice play. Always under-owned at all times. Max Kepler only 42 versus Alex Cobb is way too cheap. Way too cheap. Even if it's a one-off because you stacked elsewhere. But if you're stacking the Twins, Max Kepler at 42 is crazy cheap. If Jose Martinez cracks the St. Louis lineup against righties, he crushes the baseball. So $4,200 is a very good play. He's got to make sure he cracks that lineup. If Malik Smith, he got the night off last night. If he plays tonight, he's $4,200 in a good spot there versus Shelby Miller. Same with Alex Verdugo at 41 versus Archer. Two good plays for you there. Farther down, you got Jorge Soler at 4K versus Skaggs. I like that quite a bit. We don't know exactly what level of Skaggs is ready. He's coming off the DL, but lefty's 273, righty's 315, and Soler, big power bat there. So keep an eye on some Jorge Soler. The farther down we look, it gets a little interesting below 4K. Like Nick Castellanos went deep yesterday. He's only 3,900 versus Rodon. That's a very intriguing play. I respect Rodon a ton, but that's a hell of a price tag in a GPP at 3,900 for Castellanos. A few more to take a gander at. And again, join me in any of the chats I'm in, and I'll answer more questions. I can't go through every possible player, but like Delino DeShields Jr., if he cracks the leadoff spot at 39, he's in play for you. Mentioned Yoan Camargo. Mentioned Brian Anderson already as options. Jesse Winker, if he's got a good spot in the Cincinnati lineup, 3,800 versus Mikolas, good contrarian GPP play for you there. So much going on here in these lineups. Jake Bowers had a good game yesterday. Maybe he's starting to wake up. We shall see. But yeah, check your lineups. hit me up in the chats. I'll let you know. There's going to be a ton of stuff. David Fletcher's down here. Ton of options. The value plays, I tweet them out or I mention them in the chats throughout the day. So come join us and check it all out. All right. Starting pitching recap. Up top, you got James Paxton and then Mad Max Scherzer. In the middle, Hyunjin Ryu, Carlos Rodon, Colin McHugh, Max Fried, and then Charlie Morton. And then as your punts, you got Martin Perez, Danny Duffy, and Justice Sheffield. Stacking it up on a 15-gamer, so many ways to go. You got the Twins versus Alex Cobb in a smash spot. Absolute smash spot. They're like over a half a run better than the next team total on the slate. So love him. Love Seattle versus Shelby Miller. Those two stacks are just outstanding. Great spots there. You can look at some lefties from St. Louis. I'd even look at some righties. I wouldn't completely write them off. But the White Sox versus Daniel Norris, very intriguing. Toronto Blue Jays versus Mike Fiers with some Vladito is in play. You can take a peek at the Angels, but they got done late last night, flew over to Kansas City, so keep an eye on that one. Tons of ways to go on the slate. Really tons of ways to go. Oakland's lefties are in play. Baltimore versus Martin Perez can be sneaky nice. Tons of angles to go. I'm going to start with Minnesota and Seattle. That's my main focus. And if I got some contrarian stacks going for me there, you know, the Braves might go a little overlooked for Sensatella. You mentioned Toronto versus Fiers, the Angels versus Duffy, and then even the Dodgers versus like a guy like Chris Archer. Those could be some nice little late night hammer there in LA if you so choose. All right, let's do some BBP and wrap this bad boy up. Will Myers, 4 for 13 with the double and two homers off Mad Max. Cesar Hernandez, 8 for 29, the triple and three home runs versus Urania. Nick Williams has taken him deep twice. Marcus Semien, 6 for 11 versus Stroh. Chris Davis has taken him deep. Conforto, two homers. Lagares and Nimmo, one each versus Chase Anderson. Christian Yelich, 14 for 32, two doubles versus Jacob DeGrom. That's impressive. Benintendi, 4 for 11, double, two homers. Bogart, 6 for 14, two doubles and a homer. Moreland, homered as well versus Charlie Morton. George Springer, 5 for 14 with a double off of the Klubot. Carlos Correa has taken him deep. We got Nelly Cruz, 8 for 23, two doubles, two homers. Talked about him earlier. Garver's taken Cobb deep. Kron's got two homers. Rosario and Scope have both taken him deep. They have a 382 wOBA and a 257 ISO with a 295 average versus Alex Cobb. If you need any more reason to play Minnesota Twins, there you have it. Hanser, Alberto, Renato Nunez, and Johnny VR have all taken Martin Perez deep. Mike Trout, 6 for 14 with a double and a homer off Danny Duffy. Paul Goldschmidt, 8 for 13, three doubles and a homer off Dee Sclafani. Carpenter, 9 for 22, two doubles and three homers. Marcell Ozuna, 5 for 14 with a homer. Dexter Fowler and Yadier Molina both homered. 288 average, 383 wOBA, 256 ISO versus Dee Sclafani. I told you the Cardinals are a very sneaky, low-owned option on this slate. Don't hate that at all. Jesse Winker, 4 for 8 with a double and a homer off Mikolas. Liked him as a cheaper option if he's towards the top of that Reds order. Keep an eye on him. And then a little few more to go here as we wrap this up. D. Gordon, 8 for 25 with a double off Shelby Miller. And then DJ LeMahieu, 11 for 44, two doubles and a homer off Mad Bum. It's only a 250 average, but something to keep in mind there. So there you have it. 15-gamer in the book, longest podcast of the year, because it's our first 15-game podcast of the year. Again, go check us out at thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba for your discount on the MLB Season Pass. First month all sport or 5-day trial. Go check all that out. And then check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. Francisco released his Week 34 Serie A soccer plays for the weekend. Bench with Bubba episode 165 dropped last night with Ben Palmer of Pitcher List. Earlier in the week, recorded 164 with Mike Alexander of Razzball, Fantasy Alarm, and Friends and Fantasy Benefits, talking about his fly index and much more. So great talk fantasy baseball-wise on both of those. Much more coming up throughout the weekend. We'll have NASCAR coming up and some other goodies. So join us in the Slack chat over there. It's free. Just ask and join. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Great, great weekend. Got Endgame coming out. Got Game of Thrones, the best episode they've probably ever made on Sunday. So much cool stuff to talk about on Monday, but hope you guys have a great weekend. I will catch you guys on Mondays. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 26th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. all so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.